Everybody, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you would rather watch than listen, you can always find the show streaming on Civic Media's YouTube channel. You can also check out my handle at Maggie Dawn Show on the thing that used to be called Twitter that is now better known as Elon Musk's toy. You'll find it there. We also are streaming on Facebook at Maggie Dawn Show. You can check it out on all those places. You can see my face reacting to news, and you will then understand why I do not play poker, because I have no poker face. You see exactly what I'm thinking right on my face all day long. You can also see Cardi in action behind the board. Give us a call, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. What do you think about Joe Biden pardoning his son, Hunter? Not just pardoning him for the conduct related to the two criminal cases currently pending against Hunter, which as of the pardon last night are no longer pending against Hunter, but for any conduct covering the period of time from December 1st, 2014 up through December 1st, 2024. Again, for reference, the only time that I'm aware of a pardon of that breadth being granted was by Gerald Ford following Nixon's near impeachment and his resignation. Want to share with you some of the text messages coming in. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Before the end of the show, maybe with Dominic, I'm going to tell you what I think about this because you may be surprised. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. What do you think about the Joe Biden pardon of his son, Hunter? Let me go to the text lines. Matt from Middleton, why wouldn't Joe Biden pardon Hunter with the way Donald Trump and the MAGA movement is talking about retribution and silencing dissent? It's a valid point. I mean, Donald Trump and now Cash Patel, head of the FBI, and certainly Pam Bondi as the attorney general, not expected to do anything but what Donald Trump wants. Donald Trump wants to get even with Joe Biden, and his son Hunter would be a very useful tool to get even. From the WMDX text line, thank you, new texter from the 608. Biden immunized his son to protect him from Trump going after Hunter simply to get at Joe Biden. There's no weird drug charges or anything else that can harm his son anymore. I am fine with this since Trump has voiced retribution as his objective. Tammy from Virginia. Thanks, Tammy. I would have been disappointed if President Biden didn't pardon Hunter. Thank you so much for listening and texting in, Tammy. Texter from WMDX in the Madison area. My understanding is that if you accept the pardon, that means you're guilty. Am I wrong? No. In fact, once pardon, like the recipient of a pardon basically has no say over whether or not they get the pardon. Now, Hunter Biden had pled guilty to the gun charge. He clearly did not pay his taxes. So as to those charges, there was nothing really up for debate about whether or not he did the stuff he was charged with. But no, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are pardoned. It means that you might be, It means that you're worried about what you might get in trouble for next, generally in the case of this sort of blanket pardon. Lama from Addison saying, as for the pardon, I wouldn't have given it to Hunter months ago. Cam from Appleton pointing out, he has to stop watching the show because he will make funny little gifs of all of us doing the show, which I absolutely love. Cam, keep them coming. Folks, if you want to give your 2 cents on the Biden pardon, maybe even a nickel, dime, or quarter's worth, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Matt from Madison, what do you think? Should Joe Biden have given the pardon?
Yeah, I do, Maggie. And in fact, I say go one more or a couple more, actually. I say start short-circuiting all of these potential vengeance tours. Pardon Pete Buttigieg. Pardon Mayorkas. Pardon Anthony Fauci. Just start a list of all the people that MAGA has claimed for 2 and 3 and 4 years that these people have done something with no proof, mind you. Just throw out pardons, whether there's anything there or not. I don't care at this point. Like, that can be Biden's own form of retribution.
Yeah, so I've heard folks make this argument where I'm going to ask Dom these same questions because I think that would seem to be, it seemed the Hunter pardon sort of as a head faint towards maybe Joe Biden is going to do something like that. Are you worried, Matt, about that setting precedent? Because if Joe Biden does it would be really hard to criticize Donald Trump if he engages in wide-reaching criminal activity and then issues blanket pardons to everybody who's a co-conspirator because he enjoys presidential immunity as he's a king, so says the Supreme Court of the United States. But do you worry about the precedent that this might set?
Well, I would argue the precedent has already been set with January 6th, with Steve Bannon, Roger Stone, Kushner, in fact, anybody he thought that could protect him, he already pardoned. So,
he hasn't actually pardoned the January 6th defendants yet, right? And certainly the Steve Bannon pardon was gross. So was the Roger Stone pardon, but he has refused in the past to issue pardons. For example, we know that Matt Gaetz shopped for a pardon. Trump didn't pardon him. If we encourage like this, you know, one of the things that concerns me is that we are setting up something that frankly incentivizes a very transactional approach to government service. If Donald Trump is only appointing loyalists, the transaction is you do what I say, I will make sure that you're never criminally prosecuted under federal law, and you will get all of the, you know, the cookies and riches from all of this. Does this worry you at all?
I mean, it does, but the problem is with us, we're not actually committing the crimes. With them, they are so criminally, it's in their blood that they still fall under state charges, they still fall under civil charges, they still fall under, like, being sued by, you know, people in the general public.
Civilly,
so they're not necessarily. Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Maggie.
Yeah, I thanks for the call, Matt. We're going to continue this discussion. Of course, we've got, in case you missed it, coming up with Dom Salvia after the bottom of this hour. Do not go anywhere. We're going to continue this discussion. Brian, I see you on the line. Please stay there. I'm going to go right back to this. We're going to talk about the precedent. We're going to talk about what sort of risks you accept when you run for office and whether or not that same analysis applies to public servants up and down the different governmental jurisdictions. All that and so much more coming up next. We'll also talk Cash Patel right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm going to be joined by Dom next here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join the conversation because it's always a great conversation in real news right here on Civic Media. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Keep it locked.